Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Quins and Hyde podcast. Today, we're actually going to be talking about the content making process, but from like a perspective that you're going to be like, whoa, that's crazy. I can't believe that that is how you make content because it seems so easy, so effortless. And I'm actually joined here today by Bass, aka Tortle.
Hello.
Oh, that's genuinely not the button I wanted to press.
No, it's perfect. It's fine.
No. There we go. It's right next to the other one.
No, I like the other one more. That's the best fucking thing. I mean, it's just a payback for calling you Quinton hideous.
Tortle has been trying to roast me all the time behind the scenes.
He just takes it as a compliment for no fucking reason. I don't know why. Oh, shit, I bleeped.
It's all right. It's okay. Whatever. It's actually funny because he was like, yeah, you actually look like an e-boy. And I was just like, Thanks, dude. Apparently that wasn't a compliment. But
no, it isn't. I mean, I'm a person that doesn't really use like most of the social medias like TikTok or anything. So
yet he comes over here with genuinely 10 kilograms of gear and we are surrounded by like a million cameras and lights and all that. I mean, not that you know the lights, but you know all that. Well, anyway,
point at the angles, give him a fun little.
Yes, exactly. Okay, we got the main camera. We've got my personal camera, and we've got the camera that neither of us owns, but happens to be here in the Many Creator space. Yay!
It.
You also want to press one of the sound buttons? It's so good.
It's a great.
So allow me to explain to you just how me, but also the team behind everything like creates it because Tortle has recently kind of like joined the production team.
I just
like
skedaddled my way in here.
You skedaddled. I mean, that's basically how everyone who helps with the content just kind of gets in there. Like at some point, they're just suddenly. I have like a specific Discord to organize like my content, and usually Mariah just kind of picks someone, and I'm just like, who's that? And why do they have the technician role? Oh, that's Tortle.
What even is the technician role?
It means that whenever I have a tech question and I don't get something, I'm going to ask you.
All right. Your mic a little bit like this. Like, every time you look at me, your voice cuts out.
See, this is what I mean. This is what a technician role does. Oh, that's so smart. See? Technician role. That's easy. What technicians do.
I mean, I feel like I'm too far away from the mic, but that's fine.
No, I can hear you. I can hear you. I mean, technically. Okay, wait. Before anyone's like, yeah, obviously, but we also have like headphones on, so that's we can hear each other in that. Yay for headphones!
Show off the button.
Okay,
the eight buttons. Okay.
I've done it every time. So this is a song. This is a laugh track for when I'm hilarious. This is clapping. Mm-hmm. This is wap wap wap. This is when I'm hilarious.
When I'm hilarious.
That was. That was not on purpose. Then we got a song that's creepy. And I'm way too loud for some reason. Then we got this one. For, you know, when you say something. And
because you can't comprehend what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's just like blank. And then lastly, we got... For when I talk about the wonderful world of social media creation. We're 6 minutes in. I haven't said anything about it yet. I'm so sorry. So basically...
A little bit.
Hey, a little bit, yeah. So, how do you think the YouTube creation process goes? It's actually sad because YouTube takes most of my time and like my effort and money too, but gives me the least in return. I love it so much, but YouTube is just the one that I find the hardest. What would you say? What do you think of like a YouTube creation process?
I think it's a lot of effort.
Yeah, it is a lot of effort.
Like that's just like. For context, I used to be a cringe Minecraft YouTuber in 2023. 2013, 2012, 2013. Yeah. So I was like, I was one of the squeakers, just recording on a MacBook, right? The funniest part, like, we actually got partnered. Like, back then, we had the YouTube live feature.
Yeah,
we could live stream. Like, nobody else had the feature. But we only ended up getting like 1,000 subscribers, right? But like, for 12-year-old me,
that's awesome.
With someone else, like, it's fucking great.
That's awesome,
but, like, even like a few years after down the line, we suddenly got like, Google's like, hey, here's your $50.
Yeah, you get your money. Aw. Yeah, the first time you get your YouTube money, it's magical. I remember the first time I got it by like physical mail.
Oh.
The first time, that's the thing now, like they have to determine that you're actually you. So I got like a letter from Google. I just opened it up and it's just like, you're getting money, fella. And I'm just like, yes, mom, look. I lived at home at the time. That was awesome.
Nice.
Oh, man.
We just got it like on PayPal and we just split the money.
That's awesome.
It's so funny
PayPal,
because like.
Really? They bank transfer it.
They did it for us, but we set everything up like properly with bank accounts and
everything. I love that.
But it's really funny because we had one video
that
did really well, And it was just the shittiest recording ever. It was just me being squeaky as fuck. That's Frick.
Yes. Yeah, there we go.
Just overlay that. Yeah. Okay. And then just on my lagging MacBook with like the weirdest crop ever. Just
Bandicam.com.
You know how many views? We were playing The Walls and I was just typing a chat to the people to organize it. We got like 200 likes on the video. For us, that was great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And 20,000 views. 22,000 views.
Oh, no.
On the shittiest video we've ever made.
Oh, no.
I do not know why, but people just ate that. They loved
That's fun. I like that.
And then we gave the channel away because someone else wanted it.
What?
And deleted all the videos.
Also, you should probably not tap the...
I'm trying not to tap it, but like I'm trying to hold this because why it's pulling on my head.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's I did that.
Wait, do these things not have shock mount?
Like, I don't know. But if I do this...
Well, yeah, but that's not tapping it. That's that's just like Hulk smashing it. Okay, that's one. Oh, no, wait, applause.
No, wait, that's... I was looking for
it
the...
It was supposed to be applause.
That's applause, I think. No, this is applause.
Yeah. Why do I know this better? I've seen it once.
I don't know. I'm just not good at colors, I think. But anyway.
Oh, that's right. Okay, Hulk. Green. Oh, shit.
So here's the way we actually create our YouTube video. So first off, 9 out of 10 times the ideas come from me. And like I come up with an idea. And then I see if it falls within one of the three categories, which is...
Categories?
Yes. Does it allow for news hacking, social hacking, or trendjacking? News hacking meaning that it's something so insane that the news is going to want to cover it. Mm-hmm. Social hacking is something that it involves someone who already has like a high name. Like for example, my previous YouTube video is like the one where we say Mr. Beast in every language. Yeah. That is social hacking because I'm getting new subscribers on that video that like Mr. Beast. And lastly, trendjacking is taking something that exists and that's currently very popping and then using that. Like for example, the time that we reacted to, for example, at Belle Delphine's OnlyFans.
Oh yeah.
That was both social hacking as well as trendjacking because she just released an 18+ movie for the first time.
I saw the views on that video. It's like, if you look at like, if you put all the uploads in a line, like on a graph, like how many views they get, it's something like,
yoink, yeah. The funny thing about it is, or the sad thing,
sad.
The moment the people like realize that we're not actually showing her naked, they drop off.
Oh no.
Everyone, like the retention graph for that is like, everyone starts, and then the moment you hear me say, obviously, legally, we can't show it. Yoink! 80% is gone.
Yeah. I mean, not only legally. Like, I don't think YouTube would appreciate that.
Not legally, ethically. Like, there's a lot of issues there. But so basically, the way it goes. So first, I get an idea. I see if it falls within, like, news hacking, social hacking, or trendjacking. If it does, then I feel like it would work. I work on all aspects of the video. Like, for example, for the Mr. Beast one, people are actually shocked that the notes, like you can't see it, but the notes look like this. I schedule everything that we need, every shot, like it's not scripted because everything is like, you know, the way it goes, but like the flow of what's going to happen is all there. And I also prematurely, like beforehand, I work on titles and thumbnails 90% of the time.
The amount of time you spend on thumbnails, like this dude, he makes multiple versions of everything.
Yeah.
And then he just like, just like you survey for them, basically.
Yeah, I make surveys. Like, I pay for surveys, and I also do free surveys with my viewers.
It's amazing how much effort he puts in this. Like last time, you showed me the same notes, and I was like, "That's a lot of effort." Like as I said before, like it sounds like a lot of effort, and this is just puts my expectations and then adds on to it for how much he does for it.
Yeah, but I mean, I have no other passions, and YouTube is my biggest passion. It's just the one that I struggle with most. But, I mean, a lot of people give up at that point, but, like, yeah. The moment you look... Mr. Beast got, like, no views the first 6 years.
Yeah.
That's insane, right? And, like, if it takes me another 10 years, sure, I'd like for it to be a little faster, but I'm still going to be doing it because I like it so much.
Honestly, it's great. Like, it's better. Like, honestly, I think it's better to have 5 years of experience before getting big than getting big immediately because you don't have the experience to what do you do with it?
Same, I think, with one of the few Dutch creators I like a lot, Ronald Fletter.
I've heard that name, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So he took, like, he's almost at 1 million subscribers, and this took him ages. But the thing is, everything he posts gets consistent views. It's never, like, he never posts anything that just bombs. It's just always good to a degree. So, like... It's better to, like, it's like a marathon.
I'm not sure if I'm supposed to say this, because, well, we're on a podcast.
We'll see.
Yesterday, I listened to a different podcast.
Oh, that's fine, you can say that.
Okay. No, I don't want to advertise.
No, just go for it.
But it's about, like, it's also about growth. Like, yeah. I don't know if I can name it, but
no,
like,
go for it.
It's a Think Media marketing podcast.
I like them. To that. I like it's Think Media's Sean Kennel.
Yeah.
And Benji.
Yeah, I don't know their names. It's like Nolan as well or something.
Wait, is that not Think Media?
Yeah. They have a YouTube channel and podcast. Like, they're very informative about. Yeah.
I think it's. I'm 90% sure it's Sean.
Yeah, Sean Cannell.
Yeah.
You were right on that one, but there's more people.
Yeah, okay, cool.
But basically what they were saying is like, don't count on like getting viral.
No, just not at all, yeah.
Pay your attention, like pay your attention to like the super fans.
Yeah.
So like focus on the super fans, which probably the people that are watching right now.
Let's applause for the super fans. Yes!
I'm terrified.
But yeah, basically after that's done and we work on all aspects, we actually film the thing. Normally I would do everything myself, but now I get like help from you and Mariah. I like, it's so much more fun to do it with more people. I swear if I have to do it, like if you told me like the next 3 years, you got to do it all by yourself again in your living room. I'd still do it, but I get so sad. It's so much more fun to do it with other people.
Plus, it's really convenient to have, like, more cameras available.
100%. And it's more fun to hear more people in the video than just me, I think. At least, that's my opinion.
I mean, you have more angles to cut from. More dynamic from character. More character dynamic.
Yeah. So afterwards, then we edited. We all put it in, like, a cloud, and Jesper Lust, he is the editor, and he starts editing it. Like, he makes a rough cut, and, like, I basically asked him, like, we actually do a lot of reflection. Like, people don't know that, but, like, he and I, we sit down, and we, like, go by edits, and just, like, maybe we could do tweak this. And like, I send him videos of like Mr. Beast and Arak and stuff that I like. I'm just like, did you notice that Mr. Beast puts text on screen for something someone says like every 1 to 2 minutes, even if it's just one sentence? And he's like, oh yeah. I'm like, hey, we should do that. And also we should animate our text. So probably our next text is going to be more animated and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, text.
Text.
Oh okay, yeah. I thought you said tax. I was like, what do you mean? You do tax?
No, I evade my taxes. That's just kidding. That's a joke. For legal I pay reasons, my taxes a like a good boy. No. And then after that, We get on Zoom basically together, and then I just go through it with them, and then we render it. Yeah, we're on Zoom.
You're on Zoom?
Yeah.
Why not just use Discord for one-on-one calls?
Can you hear audio on a Discord share?
Yes, if you share the window.
Yeah. No, we're using Zoom.
I mean, if you want to use Zoom, that's fine. Like, don't be platform dependent, but I'm more like, Zoom is more catered towards like bigger calls.
I mean, I'm pretty big.
No.
Muscular wise, you know?
Yeah, okay, but you don't take a lot of bandwidth.
No, the joke was that I'm also not muscular, but yeah. Wait, ha ha!
No, that's me.
There's no other one. So after that, I make sure that the thumbnails and the different titles, because I also make some different titles, are all like optimized and ready to go. Then it's time for publish, and then it's time for promotion. So it's like I cut bits for my TikTok, because my TikTok is obviously the biggest thing, and for my like my Instagram, and I also cut stuff for TikTok. Like that's not really promotional, but it just shows like, hey, fun bits from the video that could be standalone. Works also for like the YouTube Shorts channel that I really have to make some more videos for. I just hate having to make because they all need a thumbnail. It takes so long to make that many thumbnails.
I mean, on Shorts, you can pretty much ignore it because they auto-generate on the phone and nobody watches Shorts on.
I could experiment just doing 1 week of Shorts without thumbnails.
Yeah.
Yeah, we
can go live as well on TikTok before releasing your video, right?
Yo, that's a good point. Yeah, I go on my biggest YouTube TikTok account, and then I just like, hey, fellas, in an hour, we're going like basically counting down as if it were like New Year's, and then we go to the video.
Honestly, like, I want to compliment two people right here. I want to compliment you and Jesper. I'll start with you.
Thanks.
It was honestly so freaky to just watch you talk to your TikTok on your phone. Like, for like 15 minutes, he was just walking around in this room, just talking to his audience. Like, it's like he just answers the questions. He reads every message that comes in, reacts to
almost.
No, you read all of them. You just don't react to all of them.
No, sometimes I accidentally skip one.
I mean that's fair. I mean like sometimes people just spam text.
And sometimes I purposefully skip one. Like, if it's like, hey, can you follow me? It's like, no, sorry. Yeah,
that's understandable. But like,
but thank you. Very interactive. I appreciate that. Thank you.
And I want to go back on the editing thing with Jesper.
Uh huh.
I actually like asked Jesper some questions as well about the videos.
Oh.
And like, what I really like about him is he is really open for criticism.
Oh yeah,
and
100%.
He does not take it at all like you're trying to be condescending or
no,
anything.
No.
I even asked, like, I'm sorry if I sound rude or condescending because I'm just. I was pretty much only talking negatives or like my opinion. So like I was like, maybe I should make sure.
What video?
Just in general.
Okay.
Like I wanted to practice the color grading and everything. So I just like.
Just for colorblind.
That's.
So I don't make him do color grading.
I wasn't insulting his color. I just wanted like, hey, do you have any rendered videos like higher quality that's not compressed? Because if you try to color grade a compressed video, it's
we actually render a pre-compressed for YouTube.
Yeah, that's better. But yeah, I know for YouTube, that's why I asked, hey, do you happen to have the
sense,
files?
Makes sense. Yeah.
And then we just talked about like the cuts specifically in the translating Mr. Beast video.
Oh, okay.
So like about the cuts, like why and how. And
I'd love to read that chat log.
Well, you can't.
Oh, okay. I can't. And then afterwards, we do analysis, or I do analysis, like just me, and I look at graphs. I'm like, okay, so people dropped out here, and it's probably because of this, but they also really like this, and I also see that it comes from this, and this, and this. And it's mainly audience retention, which means, like, at what point do people click off? Because that is my main YouTube problem. Thumbnails and titles, I'm actually, like, statistically, when I look at stats, do really well. Like, people, like,
yep.
I'm good at claiming attention. And I'm also good at holding attention for like a minute or to 3 minutes, but then I lose. Like I find it super, like that's what TikTok does well for me because it's super easy for me to-
You don't get to the point of-
Yeah, I feel like I'm very cloudy in like a lot of ways. Like cloudy, as in that's a weird way of putting it.
That's odd considering you do so much planning.
Right? Yeah, I know, right? But that's I just started doing more planning for that reason.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I get off topic way too much. Like if I look at my own, that's actually funny. Have I talked to you ever?
Yeah, about off topic, going off topic.
Not
first 6 minutes of this was just not getting to the point.
Fair enough.
But continue what you were saying because I just derailed it again.
No, I forgot, but it's fine.
See, I'm worse.
But that's YouTube. That's what we do for YouTube. Then for TikTok, oh, that's what I was going to go. I was going to go over to TikTok. First, I write down the ideas, which is usually 42 to 49 ideas a week. Mm-hmm. Three for my Dutch spoken account, three for my English spoken account a day. So that's 42 for those accounts. And then one a day for the Cult Apparel account. But that one is, I've not been doing that a lot.
You do 49.
TikToks a week, yeah.
TikTok.
Ideally,
that's
yes.
49 unique ideas.
Yes, and it's horrifying. Every week, again, I'm just sitting down. Like, that's why, because Tortle and I, we're going to be recording TikToks after this. And the list is not even done yet. Yeah. I'm terrified of not having that list done because I'm in my mind, currently, I'm like racing, like looking around like, oh my God, what can I do something with? I know they can't all be winners, but my TikTok, especially my Dutch one, is taking off so hard right now.
Yeah, I saw the followers.
It's insane at the moment.
The amount of likes you have.
Yeah, like it's going so, but that like money-wise, because that's the thing, the Dutch account, because I don't do Dutch content anywhere else. That one exists, and everyone knows this, by the way. This is not me being like shady or something. It exists to make money. So I can do more YouTube things. Like the Monopoly video, I spend €200 on that.
Damn.
And I didn't like how it came out. I looked at it in the end, I'm like, dang it, I don't like
I'll say maybe like in a year or 2 years, you should revisit the idea. And like
yeah, I think, maybe, I'll, maybe even now I could be doing it better, but I just don't want to spend another 200.
I mean, what were the costs mainly? Like what type of, like, were they like?
Well, I paid for everyone's lunch, so that was a pretty big one, to be fair.
Yeah, okay. So like, were they consumable or like physical objects that you can still use?
Yeah, we have the dice. Most of it we could just redo, but I would
revisit. So like,
yeah.
Rework it a little bit.
So for TikTok, like we get the ideas, then I create that list per week. Then I film all of them pretty much in one day, if possible. Then I edit all of them like the next 1 or 2 days. So usually I only spend like 2 or 3 days on my TikToks. I film everything in a camera and then I edit them on my computer, put them all in that same cloud that we were talking about. And then, I like start putting them on TikTok. Throughout the day. I have like notifications set throughout the day. I just walk around, he's like, yoink! He's like, post to Dutch TikTok right now. All right. Yoink! Post to English TikTok right now. Okay.
Yeah. If you ever, if he ever screen shares his screen, like in Discord, you just see him pop up like, oh, he has to do his TikTok.
Yeah. And I'm actually planning on doing the same for Instagram now. Yeah. So I'm going to get, I get spammed with notifications just telling me to post every day.
I mean, it's nice to be reminded because imagine if you forget.
At some point, it just gets so annoying though, but Yeah, for sure. Actually, fun fact, I bought a second phone, a fully second phone, just for my English TikTok.
You ate it.
I didn't eat the phone. Toril has been spreading this weird rumor.
Oh, no, I didn't start it.
Who started the rumor?
Someone, for sure Mariah started it.
Mariah started a rumor that I swallowed my phone.
And then he actually did it to prove that he didn't do it. He
yes,
tried to do it.
That's fair. I shoved my phone as far as I could into my mouth to prove that I didn't do it before.
You can buy chocolate phones on for like $10.
I'm aware. I've had those.
I've had those.
In my mouth.
So it wasn't even a lie. It wasn't even a
oh,
rumor.
Oh, no!
You did. I just want to quickly revisit on...
That's me being scared of phones. Yes.
Okay, I just want to revisit real quick. You were saying that you weren't trying to be shady and saying like, yeah, the TikTok is purely, not purely for yes. money, but it's mainly.
I still really like it. I still really like it, but yeah.
I feel like that is not shady at all, considering you then explain like how much effort goes into it. And it is a
That's
career.
That's a fair enough point.
It is your career path.
Yeah.
So like... I do not think it's shady, like, to say that. It's
fair enough.
You put so much effort in.
Fair enough. Thank you. Fair enough. And then I publish them, and I do the analysis afterwards. I look at which ones do best. I don't do that much on it because I got TikTok pretty much... I don't want to... It sounds so horrible saying that, but I got it pretty much down. Like, beforehand, I already pretty much know what videos are going to get what amount of likes and views.
Yeah.
Every time... Like, I do this for people's accounts. I see their accounts, and I know... In what amount of time they're going to have like a certain amount of followers.
Okay.
And only twice I've been wrong. One time I was like, oh, this guy's account is dead and it's not going to revive. And he's actually doing quite well.
Oh.
Not going to name a name because it's just rude. But and this other time there was this girl and I was like, she's going to have 300K by that month. And she's stuck under like 100K.
Oh, that's rough.
And that's strange to me because I don't understand, like, statistically, she should have gotten more, and I don't understand it too much, but, like, I already know some creators now that have, like, 2,000, and I look at their accounts, I'm like, okay, I know for a fact in a few weeks you have 10, and, like, a few months from now, you're going to have 100, and if you do it in English instead of Dutch, you're going to have, like, way more.
It depends, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It depends 9 out of 10 times on your type. Like, if your content and way of, like, if your personality
mm-hmm.
fits in really well within the Dutch culture.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't translate well to English
True.
Culture.
So yeah, that's what we do for TikTok, really.
TikTok, yeah.
Yeah.
I should put like a little intermission screen during the thing. It's like technical difficulty.
Or this is the point in which I just say that, wait, Tortle, touch my arm. Isn't that nice and soft? Say it. Isn't that nice and soft, Tortle? You see what I'm currently wearing? It's called Cult Apparel, and it's actually our clothing line. It doesn't only look cool, which is,
disclaimer,
you know, this
his clothing line.
I have a clothing, yes. Well, I like to say our, because it's like a company. Cult Apparel is actually, like, it's genuinely, I'm so proud of it. It looks nice, it feels nice, organic cotton, and it's on cult.shop. Cult is written with a Q. Do check it out if you want to see what it looks like. I think it's genuinely awesome, and we've worked on it for months, so
I'm
actually dropping
it's really soft.
Right? Yeah, no, but that's
it. Really
that's
soft.
Why I don't make that big of a profit on it because the print and the fabric is genuinely so expensive. Like the profit is super slim. Like it's not a lot at all, but I just like I want it to be good. Like if the worst thing is selling clothing and washing it twice and it's just destroyed.
Oh yeah. I always put them inside out regardless.
I do that too. Yeah. I do that too.
But it's not really only monetary money profit. Maybe the money profit is small, but like
yeah.
you get a big profit off like your audience trusts your merch line.
Oh yeah, oh yeah,
off
for
it
sure.
being good quality. The audience, the people buying the merch,
yeah.
have actual good clothing to wear that don't like. It doesn't scream advertisement.
We actually received like a message on our customer service thing that was literally, I got the shirt and it's my favorite shirt ever. The quality is so nice and I'm in love with it. Thank you for selling it to me. Nice. I'm like, if you gotta thank me for selling a product to you, I was so proud. Like, I think I have a screenshot of that just because it made me so happy.
That's business.
Yeah, actually, it's so good. Someone stole one.
Oh.
I was supposed to take all of them that are here. I was supposed to take most of them home.
Yeah.
One of them is gone.
Oh, wait, I wasn't supposed to take that?
You didn't take it, right?
No.
Okay. No, because I put them all in the bag over there, that one. One of them is gone, and I don't know who has it. Like, it's obviously not still. Like, I'm exact. I think Mariah might have accidentally kept it in her bag, but
could be.
But like, it's the one with the on the back, like the cityscape design. hoodie version. And I really wanted to wear that one, but it's nowhere. It's gone. I want it back. It's gone. So yeah, that is that small intermission.
See, that's a good compliment, though. Someone's willing to take it.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Someone liked it.
But it's merch that doesn't shout merch.
No, but that's the thing. That's that's why I call it Cold Apparel and not like Quentin Height merch or something.
Yeah,
I didn't want it to be about me. I just wanted it to be cool designs that help the channel. Did someone just... Oh, no, that was my chair. I thought someone came in. I was like, that's not possible, right?
They would have to be very small to be hidden by those plants.
No, I thought I hurt someone.
Yeah, no, but like by the time they would have showed themselves.
That's a fair point. Oh, what did I just get as a notification? Oh, no, sorry. That's for me.
Not easily distracted.
Oh, wait, yeah,
everyone.
Let's not open that notification right now. But
are you still subscribed to the OnlyFans?
No. No, I'm not subscribed to... Wait, you mean Belle Delphine?
Yeah.
For the video. No. That was like, what was it, 35
a
month?
35, yeah.
I'm not doing that.
No, I was just joking about your notification.
Oh, no, that was just a weird thing that I had on my phone. Okay. But that's I'm getting paid to have that on my phone right now. So it's a long story.
Yeah,
no, it's like a sponsor thingy. It's not like a sponsor thing. I have like a weird amount of apps on my phone because I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure I can't talk about that. But anyway, let's move on to Instagram. So for Instagram, I kind of YOLO everything a little bit.
That's fair.
So first I get an idea for a post. It's usually weird as heck. Like for example, the most recent one. You don't have Insta, right?
I do. I follow like 4 people now.
So I had this one in which I edited myself to look like a Titan from Attack on Titan, but dying. So basically I take those pictures and I edit pretty much all of them on my iPad. That's why they're usually the edits are not that good. Because I like the Photoshop for iPad is not that good as a front for like computer.
That's impressive though.
And I find it relaxing. Like I'll just be watching a show like in the evening. Like I don't really take a lot of time off. Like I'm in the evening just like while watching something, I'm just like using an Apple Pencil because I find it relaxing. I can like multitask it.
Yeah.
So that's why they are usually not that good. But it's like it's about the joke for me. And though one of them I'm so freaking proud of, it's one in which like a bunch of tarot cards are floating around me. Yeah, it's not like perfect,
good
but
lighting as well. I like the shine on the face.
Thank you.
The half lit face.
I did that. That was actually not edited. That was just like from camera on.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. No,
yeah. Thank you. And it's like
position.
And I'm holding like for people that don't know tarot. A fun fact: a lot of people think I don't believe in the paranormal, but I read tarot cards actually. I don't know.
Oh, you do.
Yeah.
Oh, tarot card. Yeah.
Tarot. Yeah. And the card I'm holding in that picture is the Tower. The Tower is like the most negative card. It's like the if you get that one, it basically means like shit's gonna go down.
It's gonna.
So and then I captioned it, "Hey, I checked the cards. Your life is gonna suck without me."
That's
and it's 100% directed at someone.
Yeah, I see.
No.
Directed at me, right?
No, it's not you. Don't worry about it. I don't even think I knew you when I posted this.
No, probably not.
Oh no, this was in February. I knew you.
Did you?
I think we've met.
Yeah, we've met. Yeah.
Not
that's
like
true. That's
very.
True. It's only the second time I see you in person.
Yeah, true. Yeah. True. But then, like, I post it, and I do a very light promotion by, like, putting it on, my Instagram stories or something. And then, like, light analysis being like, oh, why does this one do well? Oh, it's the hashtag. It's never the hashtags, by the way. Hashtags on Instagram, they are usually, like, you get higher up if you have more followers. I have more than 10K followers, so I should rank higher than most people on hashtags. But for some reason, I'm never in top posts.
Oh.
Yeah, it sucks. It sucks.
It's really funny, actually. I was
fucking hilarious.
About Instagram tags. It's really funny about the tags, actually, the hashtags. I was going through old backups and like I from like 2016, 17 or something.
Yes.
And I had this text file called cat tags, which is like
cat tags?
Like this big of a list for context. It's like 100 tags or like 50 tags.
Hashtags.
Yeah, hashtags.
Oh.
That if you post a picture of a cat, you put those in, and then you get a lot of views.
It's your cat.
That's how it used to work. Like,
Yeah.
You just spam.
Yeah, you can go up to 30
post.
Still. You can go up to 30.
Like, you would just spam it, and you'd get views. It was weird.
Interesting. Yeah. It doesn't work like that anymore because of, like, algorithmic timeline and stuff.
Blame machine learning.
No, I like algorithmic timeline. I like it way better than the everyone's like, I want it back to chronological feed. I don't. I like this.
I mean, I
it knows exactly what I want to see. And I know, like my viewers that like me, they will always see my post because Instagram knows. Instagram knows everything.
You know what my problem with that is?
What?
Like, YouTube did the same. They moved the sub box.
Ah.
And for me,
yeah,
that was horrible. Oh. Like, algorithms, like, as good as they may be on predicting what I want to see,
mm-hmm,
if I want to see something specific, I'll search for the specific thing.
Yeah.
I want to discover new things.
Ah, okay,
and
fair
that
enough.
Doesn't work. Maybe I just don't use the app enough. Maybe
I never use the app. I always use desktop.
Yeah, okay. Maybe I haven't used the platform enough for them to have a literal brain scan of me. Maybe.
Yeah, okay.
But, like, I have, like, 10 different YouTube channels as well. I just have different sub boxes and shit. Like, one of them is just purely camera focused. The other one's, like, gaming. Or
oh,
like,
really?
It's just, like, YouTube doesn't know what to do with me.
No, that makes sense.
It's everything.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's just horrible.
That's kind of interesting. And then there's also some other stuff that we make stuff for that I can't go into detail too much because it's not that big yet. We got YouTube Shorts. YouTube Shorts is actually doing surprisingly well because we only plugged it like once on Discord, I think, and like once on Instagram Stories. It has like 22 subscribers, but there are videos on that that got like 200 views, despite the channel being like small because it got pushed in India mostly, by the way. Yeah. Mostly India. Because I'm good at keeping retention under a minute. So YouTube's like, oh, hey, people click this and keep retention. Views! And that's what I need for my longer videos too. But the shorts are doing well.
It's not only like people don't reach the point where they're bored. It's also you are forced to condense more information in a shorter time.
Yeah, period, exactly.
Which is very beneficial.
Yeah. And obviously we also need to make stuff for the Cult Apparel Instagram and Cult Apparel TikTok. And also the Ko-Fi. Ko-Fi is like this Patreon-esque kind of platform.
Never heard of it.
It's lovely. It's I like it better than Patreon in most ways. But the thing is, I have been slacking that one a little bit. So I need to build that up so I can actually get like some subscribers on there, hopefully, and make a little bit more of an income to then use more on like content stuff. Then we also obviously got the podcast like this. This is the most fancy way we've done it this far with three angles and everything.
Yeah, I that camera is like drooped a little bit, so you'd have to crop me in if you want.
I don't know if I can do that because I'm gonna do multi-camera thingy bingly, you know what I'm saying?
That's fine.
Okay, I think you look
guys, my camera is perfect because you have Quinton's phone in the shot. Like, it's just like the shadow of your chair and the phone is just like in.
Yoink!
Yeah, it's just in there permanently.
Oh, that's
but
hilarious.
Also, it's fine. It's your podcast, not mine.
Yeah. And lastly, I have my Twitch that I kind of want to like yoinkly boinkly a little bit more. Like I wanted it to grow and it did really well, but I haven't used it in like ages.
Yeah. You could do live podcast.
I could. Yeah.
You can do the next one live.
Are we going to do the next podcast live?
I have a cam link with me.
But the problem is, okay, that it doesn't have to be that fancy every time, dude. I can just open up the app on my phone.
I overpacked a lot of shit.
I know.
I have a gimbal with me, a mini tripod. Two quick release plates.
This means nothing to most people.
Okay. Camera stuff.
Lots of stuff.
I have a camera with me that lasts 20 hours.
Yeah, that is insane. That is crazy.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I want the Twitch to be better, basically, too. Like, I want that to be a thing, too. And my manager actually told me, like, hey, why don't you have, like, a gaming YouTube channel too, because he was like, you have a shorts channel, you got your extra. We still haven't uploaded that vlog on the Quinn and Hyde extra channel. Oof. And like we have a short, like a main channel, a short channel, an extra channel, a podcast channel, and he's like, how about throwing in a gaming channel? I'm like, I think that would take way too much of my time because I can't pay Jesper.
Like gaming Twitch.
Yeah, I'd be thinking like taking like Twitch, like downloading Twitch and then creating a highlight reel out of that for like Quinn and Hyde gaming or something. But the problem with that is either I would have to do it for like 3 hours and I feel like that's a bit of a big investment, or I have to pay Jesper even more money to edit and I just don't have that right now. So a cult apparent.
Okay, but get everything but the hoodie. Even though it's the best, it's great. I don't know if it's the best quality, but it feels great. The profit margin isn't the biggest.
No. Actually,
if you want him to have money,
I get more money with the hoodies, dude.
But like,
what do you mean? No, yes, I do.
No, what if they buy four shirts instead?
No.
No, really?
Oh no, you mean four shirts versus one hoodie?
Yeah.
Let me calculate that real quick. Depends. Depends on the shirt. Depends on the design.
Just get four shirts and the hoodie.
Just get all of it.
Get everything.
Everything. Yes. Oh, I love it. So that is kind of the way we go about making every single bit of content that you hopefully enjoy out of my brand.
Honestly, not only enjoying, get inspired by as well.
That's really sweet. That's really sweet. Okay. Yeah. I wouldn't call myself inspiring. It's more like insane.
I mean, I haven't really been doing much, and I'm here with my camera and everything just
doing it. Oh, that's nice. I like that.
Helping you with all this shit is really helping me get experience in and help and getting better at things and actually having an interest again in camera and recording and entertainment
this
in general.
This is so wholesome all of a sudden.
Yeah. Also, another thing on Twitch, like you don't have to do gaming as well. You can do a talk show.
I should do anything. It's just collecting dust right now.
Just grab a camera, put it on that table, or before the table, have that plan and the couch in shot.
And just speak.
And just talk.
That's kind of cool.
Talk show.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. So, I think we should end this episode here.
Yeah, probably.
Thank you so much for listening through this entire thing, either on like one of the podcasting platforms or YouTube. Please do subscribe or follow or whatever platform you use. Do you have a thing to plug?
Add me on Discord.
Then give your Discord name.
I don't have anything to plug, actually.
All right, okay,
If you want to find me, I'm in Quentin's Discord.
That's true. bit.ly/QuintinHyde_Discord gets you there straight up.
Fancy.
Yeah, I know, right? I should make a redirect like QuintinHyde.com/Discord. That's way better.
Yeah.
I should make that.
If you get a German subdomain, you can just get qh.de or qhi.de.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Okay, oh, if you want to do that, you have to do it before you publish. Before someone just yoinks it.
That's actually, like, every redirect. People don't get that stuff. They don't understand that stuff.
I mean, you can just use it in your description or whatever.
That's true.
I can help you with it.
I quite like that idea. I might actually want to do that. So, hey, thank you so much for being here. Please let us know what you thought by either commenting underneath YouTube or by tweeting me @QuintinHyde. Thank you so much for being here, and I'd love to see you next time.